What do you need to do to electrify your soul? I was on a webinar the other night with Catherine the astrologer, and I will put her link in the show notes for you so you can check her out. And she asked that question, what do you need to do to electrify your soul? I thought, wow, because electrifying your soul is a whole lot different than what do I need to do to finish Q4 with $100,000 in the bank? What do I need to do to finish Q4 with a $100,000 launch under my belt? Whatever the case may be, what do you need to do to electrify your soul? That's what we're talking about today on Unjaded. At the time of this recording, it is July 1st, which is the first day of the second half of the year. And I have walked you through many times on this podcast your quarterly review, where we look at your offers and your content and where you're bringing money in from, your traffic patterns, your ads, all of those things. We're not doing any of that today. Today, we are doing a lifestyle review. Yes, I encourage you to find your numbers, know your numbers, look at that data, because it is going to tell you a story. But here we're going to look at the story of your life. Are you building the business that fuels your life, that feeds your life, that electrifies your soul? Or are you building the business that consumes you, and not in a good way? I'm going to relate this to your human design signature theme. Each of the types has a signature theme, and I'm going to walk you through each of those. And then I have some questions for you so that you can have your own come to Jesus moment with this next half of the year. The thing that I would love to leave you with is, if nothing changes between July 1st and December 31st, are you going to be okay with that? And if the answer is no, then you got some work to do with this episode. I know you may be on the go right now, driving or walking your dog, getting your steps in. This is an episode that you're going to want to download and come back to so that you can actually do the exercises in the episode so that you actually move your life forward and experience the very best that you're here to experience in your life. In human design, there are four signature themes. So generator types, which is generators and manifesting generators, have the signature of satisfaction. How satisfied are you with your life if you are a generator type? I had someone message me, I still remember this, she messaged me probably 4 or 5 years ago. I was fairly early into my human design business, and we were having a conversation about something else. She's a business owner. And I said, oh, what type are you? Do you know your human design? And she said, the only thing I know is that I'm here for my own satisfaction, and that's all I do with my life. And to watch this entrepreneur, she has done brilliant things. I'm sure she has had her fair share of crap outs as well. But you can tell that her soul is electrified in her business and everywhere else in her life. It's a powerful thing to come back to. Sometimes my human design friends and I will chat and we come back to, like, what areas of my life am I satisfied in? And there have been a few times in the last 6 months or so where me and people that I'm talking to have said, Adam, I'm not satisfied in one area of my life right now. So I know that something needs to change. Remember that nothing in human design is good or bad. It just is. So if you are a generator type and you are feeling unsatisfied in your life, something has to change. Something has to give. If you're feeling frustrated, the not self theme of generators and manifesting generators, or if you're feeling frustrated on a regular basis, that's there to tell you something. That's a signpost. Something is off track. What do you need to do to be satisfied? If you are a manifester, your signature theme is peace. How at peace do you feel in your life? There are a lot of manifestors who are continually on edge, who are continually forcing an impact on people, forcing an initiation on people, and they don't seem peaceful at all to themselves or anyone else. They're in this state of anger and angst. The not self theme of a manifester is anger. I have had the pleasure of working with some beautiful manifestors, and when they first come into their human design journey, they think that their anger is wrong. And actually, there's an episode on Unjaded. I will link it in the show notes for you, where I speak with three or four manifestors, and they went to the theme of anger without me asking them. They really wanted to speak about anger. So if you're a manifestor and you're dealing with a lot of anger in your life, that could be a good resource for you because it's their lived experience. So if you are feeling a lot of anger, a lot of manifestors explain it to me as a constant irritability, as they can fly off the handle at any little thing. An elevator door closes too early. Someone's dog comes near their dog. Their child does something. I have a manifestor client who's been to several anger management programs. If she were chasing her own peace, her life would be a different story. So, how peaceful are you feeling as a manifestor? When that anger creeps in, it's telling you something's off track. What do you need to do in order to experience more peace in your life? There may be an informing piece that's missing for you. I have that experience with my manifestor clients over and over and over again where they are not informing people to stay out of their way. So when you inform people as a manifestor, it's an act of love. When you inform people, it's a gift you're giving them to get out of your way. It lowers their resistance to you. They don't have their backs up and then they don't try to help you. They don't try to get in there with you and get in your way and you can't experience your divine flow and then everything's off track and you're pissed off. But if you actually inform people what you're about to do, and that's what informing is, it's about you. It's not about the other. It's about you. It's to remove the resistance to you in action. So how can you set that up? That maybe it's not the only thing that could be missing if you're not experiencing peace, but that informing peace is going to lay a lot of the groundwork for you. So how peaceful are you feeling as a manifestor? For projectors, success, the sweet smell of success. What level of successful feeling do you have within you? And success can mean whatever you need it to mean. It does not mean I'm making $1 million a year. It could. It doesn't have to mean that. Maybe successful for you is being able to take your kids to the beach every Thursday afternoon for no reason. Maybe successful is having one-on-one clients that you absolutely love and not pressuring yourself to do group work if it doesn't feel right for you. Maybe success is being able to schedule a nap every day. Success can mean whatever it means to you. But you need to feel it on a soul level, that sweet feeling of success. And when you're off track, when you're not feeling successful in your life, you will experience bitterness, resentment. And a lot of my projector clients say they resent things. They resent people that are encroaching on their time and energy that they don't have and all of the things. So if bitterness and resentment is coming for you, I'm going to go off on a sideline here. I had a projector at a retreat on the weekend. Beautiful, beautiful projector. And she's absolutely exhausted. She is caring for a manifesting generator toddler. She has just moved here from another country. She's feeling isolated and alone, and she can't get any rest. She's looking for a job. And when we sat with her chart, she was asking for next steps as we were leaving the retreat. And I said, you know, the thing that you need to do is rest. You need to prioritize your rest. She's barely sleeping. And she said, you know, I'm feeling so bitter in my life. So the danger for her is that she will take one of these jobs, she will accept the wrong invitation, and then she'll get even further into burnout and she will not feel that success. Whereas if she rests, if you rest as a projector, the invitations that are right for you will come and you will step closer and closer to that feeling of success. And recognition is really important here for you as a projector. How are you recognizing yourself? Ra, the founder of human design, always spoke of recognition starting with you as a projector. And so many projectors that I know are down on themselves. You have such a big role in the cosmos to guide the energy, especially the energy of all of those crazy generator types, 70% of the population. You got big work to do. And I invite you to recognize yourself for the things that you are doing in the world, in your family, in your business, in your life, taking care of yourself, all of the things. Sometimes you need to get away from everything in your life so that you can hear your own voice. The world is super duper noisy. The online space is crazy, and it can be really hard to find your voice. Maybe you've been finding your voice, but it's still stuck under that lump in your throat. I am knee deep in Human Design Lakeside Retreats this summer, and I would love to invite you to join me. If you're ready to push through with love that lump in your throat and actually fulfill your mission on the planet, then this retreat is for you. You can choose a private or a shared retreat, and you have me on your business and your human design for the entirety of your stay. Check it out at the link in the show notes. Just think how your life would change as a projector if you woke up every morning and recognized yourself in the mirror. Three things that you can love about you. Three things that you can appreciate about you. Three things that you are absolutely killing it in. Think how successful you would feel from that moment. And then reflectors. So for reflectors, your signature theme is surprise and delight. When was the last time something delighted you? That is such a beautiful word, delight. Surprise and delight. For you, the not-self theme is disappointment. So if you are walking around feeling really disappointed in your first half of the year, if you feel disappointed in the people around you, a lot of your design is about the people that you surround yourself with. What are you seeing in your community? If you're just like, oh my God, they're getting it all wrong and I'm so disappointed, something has to change. What is it going to take for you to feel surprise and delight in your life? Because that's your signature theme. So typically in these end of quarter episodes, we would talk about things like, am I making enough money? What's my follower account? How have my email subscribers grown? What is my conversion rate on my landing pages? How did my launch perform? Where's the money coming in from? All of those things. But today I want to ask you this. Do you love the life you've built? How much do you love your life? Because the way you spend your days, the way I spend my days, the way we spend our days, forms our freaking life. My friends and I have something that we talk about called our little big life. I've always talked about this in my business, my little big life. So sometimes someone could look at your life and think, it's small. In my life, sometimes people will say, oh my God, who do you think you are? You're talking about having a multi-six-figure business and look at your shitty kitchen. Or why do you still live in that same little house? This is my little big life. I live in this house because I choose to live in this house. I have lived in this house for my whole life. As a fourth line profile in human design, that feels really freaking amazing. My ghosts are here, literally. My spirit guides are here in this house. They are with me and they feel so freaking good. But your little big life is not about anyone else. Your little big life is, what if we could strip away a lot of the stuff that we do in the online space? What if we could strip so much of that away and we just lived within our businesses? What if it's not about going to the next income level? Maybe it is, but maybe it's not. I don't care if I ever scale to seven figures. I don't. And yet we are set up in the online space to believe that it's all about the next scale. It's all about the next launch. Well, it can be fine and good for you to say that you want a $100,000 launch. For me, the last launch of CBD, that was my goal, a $100,000 launch. And I think it ended at 49K or something like that. And I spent the entire time in that group thinking, thank God I did not sell. I thank God I did not have a $100,000 launch. It might have even been less than that. It might have been 29,000. I can't remember exactly. But I remember thinking, if this group had been four times the size, I would not have managed this well. It was a different group that came in, beautiful group of humans. Many of them are still with me in Design to Profit. Beautiful group of humans. And not at the place in business where people usually are when they come into CBD. So we stretched it out. We made the container twice as long. I added calls. I added more access to me, more time with me, because I knew that that's what it was going to take to get them through that program and make their nervous systems feel safe enough to actually do the work while they were in it. And it was perfect. It was absolutely perfect. But had there been 40 people instead of, I don't know, 11 or 12 people, it would have been a whole different ball game. So it's not always about going bigger and bigger and bigger. What does your little big life look like? Because a lot of times we're chasing the wrong thing. We're chasing the whatever the figure is that's in these days, as far as money figures go, not realizing how much of our life it's costing us. And if we're okay with that cost, there are going to be times in your life when you are okay with that cost, but there are going to be times when you're not okay with that cost. And it's okay to not be okay with that. Would I choose this again? That's a question that I love to ask myself. Would I choose this again? What would my 8-year-old self say? And what would my 80-year-old self say about what I'm doing right now? How I am spending my days in my business? I'm seeing a lot of these reels on Instagram where they're like, fast forward to your 80-year-old self and she turns around and she has this one day that you have to live, or she can live at 45 again or 50 again or whatever. What would she do with that day? What would she do with that year? We need to ask ourselves that. Because again, so many times, the way we spend our days is the way we spend our lives. And we're spending our days not doing anything that satisfies us or feels peaceful or successful or delightful. We are spending our days in the shit. And sure, there's going to be mundane stuff that needs to be done in our businesses. But it's really easy to let all of that mundane stuff become your life and walk around frustrated or pissed off or disappointed or bitter. Sometimes you need to get away from everything in your life so that you can hear your own voice. The world is super duper noisy. The online space is crazy, and it can be really hard to find your voice. Maybe you've been finding your voice, but it's still stuck under that lump in your throat. I am knee deep in Human Design Lakeside Retreats this summer, and I would love to invite you to join me. If you're ready to push through with love that lump in your throat and actually fulfill your mission on the planet, then this retreat is for you. You can choose a private or a shared retreat, and you have me on your business and your human design for the entirety of your stay. Check it out at the link in the show notes. For all the time, and think that it's something that everybody else needs to deal with or everybody else needs to do something differently in order to change. But it's you, my friend. It's me. Does my business support the life that I'm living? Or is my life on hold to build my business? This question is not mine, this next question. I heard it or read it somewhere and I don't know where. Welcome to the life of a quad, right? It's in my brain and I don't know why. What would I choose without my self-imposed constraints? What would I choose without my self-imposed constraints? That's a big one. Another thing that I like to say to myself sometimes is the story I'm telling myself around this is, because we make up stories. We make up stories. We make up things we cannot do. We make up things we could never do. We make up things that wouldn't work for us. All of those things. You are putting constraints around your own success. I am putting constraints around my own success. It is human nature. What would I choose without my self-imposed constraints? And then I would love to invite you to reflect on a few other things. Where are you staying somewhere out of obligation? It could be a community you're a part of. It could be a program you're part of. It could be a friend group you're part of. It could be an offer that you have, a community that you have built that you're staying in because you feel obligated. Hell, I have been there before, my friend. Gate 27 is a theme in my design. It is my core wound in my design. Gate 27, the fall, the detriment, the shadow of Gate 27 is martyrdom, victimhood. Oh my God, I'm responsible for everybody. I have to nurture everybody. I have to care for everybody. And we forget to care for ourselves. There's a lot of places this can live in your human design chart. But that's one place that it shows up for me, is staying too long out of obligation. I've done that so many times in my life. So where are you doing that? Creating to maintain consistency instead of to light your soul on fire. I had someone on a webinar last week. She's a manifester. And she's like, how can I possibly maintain consistency? What does consistency look like for me? And I'm like, you're a manifester. It literally looks like whatever the heck you want it to look like. That's it. You have a defined creative flow as a manifester, and boom, you go, and that's it. That's it. That's what you're here for. And you, my friend, have a certain way that your creativity is designed to flow within your human design. That is your consistency. That is your content creation process. By following that in your design, in your life, in your body, rather than feeling like you have to maintain consistency for some algorithm that is just nonsense and becoming more nonsense all the time. Where are you keeping an offer simply because it works on paper? I see people do this all the time, where they have an offer that they, as the deliverer, as the entrepreneur, have outgrown. But it makes money, and it's easy to launch, and it sells on a regular basis, and their soul is dying every time they deliver the flipping thing. But they continue to deliver it. Is there a place in your business where you are doing that? And do you want to change that? What about maintaining friendships and relationships that drain you? I feel like there's so many times where we get these little signs, these little like drop-ins from the universe, from our spirit guides, from whatever, saying, this is done. This is done. But we don't let it be done. Again, it's another obligation we feel where that friendship is no longer serving you. It's no longer feeding your soul. It's draining you. Again, you feel maybe obligated to stay. And this is a big one. Where are you trying to be something? There's a lot of this happening in the online space right now. And it's back to the old AI conversation. But I'll have people say to me all the time, I'm trying to do this like a good projector. I'm trying to do this like a manifesting generator would. I'm trying to do this. It's like, you don't have to try if it's who you are. And it's not just about being a projector or a manifesting generator or whatever. It's like, how is my body leading me? Because you will feel that manifesting generatorness in your body. You will feel that projectorness in your body. And that's how your body wants to move through your business. So instead of trying to be something professional or funny or trying to do a reel the way that this one said to do it or that one said to do it or this will get you 5,000 followers or whatever, it's all so freaking exhausting. What if you were just actually being yourself? What if you were just actually allowing for your own self-expression to come through? And so what if it lands or not? That's the space. That's the era that we're stepping into. The astrology right now is lit. Lit. At the time of this recording, it's Mars and Uranus and a whole lot of other stuff going on. I mean, lit. It's not effing around with us. Another thing that was said on the webinar that I mentioned in the beginning of this with Catherine was that your talent is a gift you're asked to spend. Are you or how are you spending your talents? And then one final thought I would love to leave you with, and it's how I started the episode. What if nothing changes? What if your second half of 2026 mirrors your first half of 2026? Will that be okay with you? Not with anybody else, with you. If you get to December 31st and you're looking back on 2026, I want you to remember this moment. I invite you to remember this moment. And I would love for you to look back on this moment and say, my God, that's the moment that I decided that it was going to be about me, that I was going to be satisfied or peaceful or successful or delighted. Everything else be damned.